Blog Talk Radio.
Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing just spectacular. I love this fire in the heavens. I love Mars kissing the sun and Sag. They're on top of my moon right now. I am rolling with the punches.
Oh, yeah. That's the one thing about you. Fire is your fun.
How about you? How are you doing, sweetie?
Moving on. Piece by piece. My husband's coming down this week, so I'm a very happy camper.
I am so happy. I love you guys together. You're so darling. Oh, my goodness. That's great. That's great. I want to let you know something that you probably don't know, Jacqueline. And you'll know I do my transits for December, and so do you and everything. And all what I do is, because you don't make it shareable, I have to go and recreate it and share it, okay, which I have to do every time, every month. But I did that, and I've had 27 people wow you. I want you to know that tonight, okay? They love your Christmas gnome. They were going nuts. So
that's
I just wanted to share that with you.
I'm happy, you know, about that. As of the, I have somebody coming in to explain to me how to do certain, you know, changes. So as of the first of the year, it'll go public again. And so you should just be able to share it.
And I want to say, I love your interpretations, your insights. I mean, what I read this month, I usually read it every month, but I felt like you were poetry in motion, girl.
Oh, man, if you knew the behind
awesome.
The scenes on that. Oh, my gosh. You know, this is not, and I'll just say this, you know, writing is, it's different. It's an art. It's totally different. You know, you're translating a language of, you know, what's in the skies into English. So first of all, there's a translation thing there. But it also is, you know, this is a creation of words and, you know, how to write. And I'm not a writer. And so this is like my biggest challenge is doing horoscopes every month because I have to figure it out. So this month was one of the more challenging ones to get the language correct. So I have to say I so appreciate you, Aphrodite, with that one. More than that, okay, everybody, you got to know, we have so much fun, and we get caught up every week, and we're right at the ragged edge just going back and forth until that thing starts. And so I love you and appreciate you, Aphrodite, and you are just the best. So I'm just
Thank you. And like I said, it was just great. And then I put out my thing, which I normally do and stuff. But you know what? For some reason, I have so much computer technology issues. And for a couple of days, I was slow. I didn't get a lot of calls. I said, okay, let me retake my bearings. Let me change the energy in this room. And now, all of a sudden, everything's working again. Thank you, God. Okay.
Yes.
So
this
that has worked out. And so it's all good. I mean, we actually had a warm enough day for the kitties to go outside today. So all my kitties are in little kitty heaven right now.
Lovely. Oh, we hit a high of 86 today with 70% humidity. So at least it was tolerable. It wasn't 90% humidity. But it's a little you know, humid out there.
We hit 60. We've been going down to 19 or 20.
Burr.
Oh, yeah.
That's your heart.
Yeah.
Because there ain't no way with me, man. That's just too cold.
Yep. Well, we had a few people on hold. Now I have one. One I think might be your beloved. And the other, I think, was Sylvia, so she'll probably call us back. But anyway, that's fine. Because I wasn't sure how it was going to be tonight. Because everybody's on all cylinders right now because they know Christmas is 3 weeks away. And between, you know, what's going on with the economy and everything else, a lot of people are just trying to figure out new ways to have a beautiful holiday season, you know. And I get that. Okay. So that's been going on. So most of the people that call me that really need me are people in a crisis of sorts. It's not just like checking in, you know, and talking about mundane things. No, no, no. It's different because a lot of people right now are just trying to say, okay, how do I do this year? Because this year is just different. And every year since COVID started, it's been harder for a lot of people, whether it's about their children in school, whether it's about their profession, whether it's about working remotely. There's been a lot of moving parts. And now every time we go to the grocery store, we're spending more money. Everybody's feeling the bite, okay? So that's where that's at, and I understand. I understand that. So anyway, still, I think the way that we do our readings, we are very supportive, you know, and we let them know when certain doors and windows are going to open because of our art. And so we're going to be able to help them get through, even if they get stressed out.
Well, this is a stressful time, and it's going to continue to be. I agree. You know, and with the Sagittarian energy, it goes two ways, okay? And, yeah, we're on fire. With Mars in Sagittarius, everybody's running on all cylinders. It's time to move. It's time to travel. It's time to get things done, okay? But it is about not only because Mercury went into Capricorn, I find it interesting that we have Mercury in Capricorn during this period of time because Mercury in Capricorn starts to really slow things down and make more of that heaviness to it, seriousness to it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the
yes.
Mars, okay, and this is one of the reasons why I like, and I think a lot of people are wonky this year because, you know, there is some more coming out, but there's some more restrictions. I mean, the world has changed since this virus. And there's things that we, you know, and it's not only that. The universe and its nth degree with Pluto at 28 degrees and going to leave us next year of Capricorn for another 250 years. Yay! Okay.
Yay!
But,
I hear you. The Aquarian age is actually here. We've been talking about it since the friggin' 70s. Really? Yeah.
Yes.
I get it.
So we're finally at the dawning of the age of Aquarius. So here again, with that heavy energy during this period of time, it gives us a duality with that Mars to be able to go, okay, let's sort out what's really important in our obligations and what's not. And I've been telling a lot of people, look, you know, if you're holding on to it just because you're trying to remain with that tradition, it's not about that. It's about the joy, and it's about the celebration, and it's about the sharing of love. And so here again, when you start to get heavy in your head because of this Mercury, look at it and go, no, is it right? How much is it going to cost me? If that's too much effort, forget about it. You got the Mars in Sag and the Sun in Sag, and you're going to have Venus in Sag at the end of this month. Venus is going crazy this month. It's on high speed.
I know. Yeah. The Mercury retrograde is going to screw everything up, too. I know that. Yeah.
And it's going to dance back into Sag. Okay. Again,
yes.
That fire energy is strong, and that duality is strong. And it's about the celebration. It's about doing what's right for you. That Sag energy is all about that justice. It's all about that balance. And with Venus going from Libra, then delving and just like full speed ahead through Scorpio, okay, where people are going to go, our benefits are going to go in those depths and in those transformations, because Scorpio is all about that shift. Let's make some new things. Let's make some, have some joyous times. And then it goes into Sag, and then you get a party. So here again, this month is full of fire. And so it is about not getting stuck in the heaviness of the head, but getting stuck in the joy of the moment.
Mm-hmm. It's all about optimism and celebration. And if you can't be the ones with the ones you love the ones you're with, and reach out to the others, we have technology now. We can reach out to everybody and everything and just say, Merry Christmas, God bless you, how's your life going? I mean, sometimes time is more important than money right now. And spend that time to make that call. It could be 10 minutes. It doesn't matter. It's about spreading the joy, for sure. That's where I'm at with this.
And it is. It's also because we have a Leo moon tonight, I want to mention this too, because it's a good idea. You know, we can be creative. The economy has really put a damper on this season. And it's about the caring and sharing. And get creative. Do something personal for them instead of buying them something. You know, be creative with how you manage your way through this to where you can feel comfortable and at ease with it as well. Because the stress of, I don't have enough money, or I feel under pressure that I have to do this, is not what the season's about. It's about sharing love. Okay, and a personal item shares love.
Absolutely. I'm so with you, girlfriend. Yep. Yep.
Just get creative.
Mm-hmm. Well, want to take a call, or what do you think?
Oh, how about we do that? We're gabbing along again.
It's okay. Air code 415, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Jessica. Hi. Thanks for taking the call. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thank you, my dear.
Hey, everything's good. I told you I'd call back and tell you that things were good. Things are good. So I had some like significant internal shifts. Just looking at, I don't know, I feel like I understand my life now, or I'm just understanding life better, or I don't know. I don't have words for it, but these last, like, I guess we spoke maybe a month ago or something. I don't know. A lot of things have changed for me, but it's been like a lot of internal stuff. So
yeah. Now you live in California now, don't you?
No, it's funny. It's interesting that you said that. I am in Pennsylvania, but I am feeling called to move out west. So you could look at my chart for California if you want, because I'm kind of curious. I know California is like really crazy these days, but I am feeling called out there, so I'm not sure what that's
about.
Now,
where in Pennsylvania do you live now?
In Allentown.
Okay.
Well, and that may be interesting. Aphrodite might be onto something, because California is a Leo state, okay? So it brings all your fire energy out there, which maybe do pretty well on that.
And what part of California were you thinking of moving to, Jessica?
Mount Shasta.
Oh, no way.
All right, let's take a look at it.
What's that mean? No way. I don't know if it's going to – I mean, I've been doing research, and just California is such a troubled state. But I know I'm done with Pennsylvania. So, I mean, that's also sort of my question, as far as I'm wondering if you see me meeting anybody out here and then maybe moving with him or something. I don't want to feel like I'm just hanging around, not doing, I mean, I want to bring relationships into my life to a certain extent, and I haven't been able to really here.
Well, if you move to California, holy Christ. Okay.
Wait, I missed what you said. If I moved to California, what was that? What did you say?
What happens in the relocation, okay, is that your chart, everything in your chart shifts to the geographical area. And you harmonize with it after one full year, 13 lunar months, okay? And in this chart, it's fascinating because it brings a whole different perspective. You become much deeper. It gives you a Scorpio rising. And with that, it puts your Mars, your Venus, and your Jupiter into your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, marriage, and partnerships. It puts your sun and your moon into your eighth house of transformation and change. This is a whole change of lifestyle for you. And it really is an interesting one. I mean, fascinating. So I would look into this vibe a little bit more if I were you of California and see what comes up of it. What do you think about it, Aphrodite?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We do not have a lot of people on hold tonight. So what I want to do is I want to tell you that right now, Mount Shasta for you could be great for your vocation career and your optimism and opportunity, which is your Jupiter lines. And Jupiter rules prospering in all your ways. But your love and romance score is still zero. Okay? So I don't want to mislead you. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And my idea is I progressed you to Pennsylvania, which is where you are now. And your progress chart is the person you're becoming, all right? Then I pulled up a map of the entire United States to see where your love lines are, okay? And do you have friendships in Pennsylvania? So it looks like friendships are possible there. Okay. They are possible there.
I really don't have anything here.
It's a very minor line, okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
when we look at California, okay, I do not see a lot of major love lines there. So I don't want to mislead you. But because Venus is the planet of law, but Jupiter is the planet of prospering in all your ways, and I'm going to pull that up on screen right now because I have a feeling you need to be looking for everything, not just the mate, your own self-actualization,
yes.
your positivity, the bliss that you can call your own. And the strongest line you have, actually have two. One is near L.A., and the other actually goes to Eureka. Okay? Those are the two lines that you have now by progression. Okay? Just so you know that. And by progression, you don't have any Jupiter lines in Pennsylvania, and that's why you're thinking, this isn't it. So I agree with that. But I'm also going to honor what Jacqueline said. See, the whole idea, when you're really you and you're running on all your cylinders, you're more apt to attract a person that appreciates who you are. Okay? And that's the important thing to remember. All right? And because love doesn't always come in on little cat feet. Sometimes it comes in like a lightning bolt. Okay? And that's okay.
And I'm,
but as far as the Western energy is concerned, you've got a power line going to Phoenix. You've got a power line going to L.A. Okay? And those two things are pretty clear in this chart. So I just pulled up the graph for you. So I don't think it's a bad idea for you to move west. But again, when you go there, also notice that even your culture and creativity is 190. Usually these scores go from 0 to 150. Your vocation career is 440. Your education, your optimism opportunity is 653. And your culture and creativity is 190. You could be much happier there where you may be more outgoing. You may attract to you those things that you feel blessed with. Understand this, okay? Because, again, we work on a lot of different facets in our world. And the happier we are, the more creative we are, the more apt you are to attract a person of that nature to share the journey. It's that simple. Right, Jacqueline?
Yes, and I want to make a footnote to this because Eureka makes a difference than Mount Shasta. And I have to say, I'm going for Eureka. I like Eureka a lot.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I don't even know.
A lot.
Is that considered northern or is that south?
You're
California.
Very, very far north in California.
Eureka is northwest, okay, of Mount Shasta. It's right on the Pacific Ocean, okay? But it's just due west, literally due west of Mount Shasta. I know exactly
okay.
where it is. I lived there for a couple of years. That's what come I was cracking up with that.
Because Eureka is going to be on the coastline. You're going to have the ocean near you.
That's better.
Okay?
Yeah, that's what I want.
You're
going to
have seasons.
I want that.
You're
going to
have more texture to the terrain.
Yeah.
It's I don't know. Yeah. I just think for some reason, every part of you is going to open up. All the facets of the unique you is going to open up in that area. I mean, the chart's amazing. Okay?
So what do you think the story is as far as, I mean, I've developed a lot in Pennsylvania. It's been 2 years that I've been here as of December 1st, so just a couple days ago. I mean, I feel like I'm going to be moving in February or so. Like, I feel like it's coming. And
you know what? Because
I just,
in February, all of the planets are direct now. We've had all six planets retrograde this summer. And Jupiter's still retrograde. Neptune's getting ready to go direct, and Uranus is still retrograde until January 27th. February, no planets retrograde. If you're going to make a move, honey, that is the best way to go, okay? Now, I'm going to look at Allentown to see if you've outgrown it. I want to look at your progress chart now. This is not your natal. I want to look at the scores for Pennsylvania
well,
to see why you went
have.
There.
I've definitely outgrown this area. I mean, I don't like it at all, and this has been going on for several months. But I've been very much in hermit mode the last month, which I'm fine with. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying I'm waiting for things to happen on the outside world, but I kind of am. Like, there's been a lot of shifts internally, so I'm just looking for them to reflect externally, like with career. Or again, love life, or like I just feel like I want to get something else out of this area before I move.
But the thing is that I think if you meet someone there, okay, you may not go out west, okay? Maybe that's in delay for a reason. Now, I want to tell you, I looked at Allentown, PA, to see if you've outgrown it on the basis of your progress chart, okay? And again, like I said, usually scores go from 0 to 150. Your detailed friendship and family there is 193. And you have no friends there. That's weird. Then it has love and romance, 129, which is okay. Vocation career is 243. Offices and opportunities, 159. And then imagination and inspiration is 899. It only goes to 1,000, dear. So there's nothing wrong with you spending time in Pennsylvania. But your imagination inspiration is saying, I'm not where I envision, see? So you had to find maybe this desire to make this big change in location by going there is what I'm thinking right now with the scores I'm seeing. Okay? Does that make sense to
you?
Yeah,
but those numbers are – yeah, but, well, I don't know because those numbers are really weird because I haven't – had any friends here. I mean, I have like acquaintances that I know, but, and also even with work, like it's been very difficult to get work here. So
but the scores were there. So because of that, the scores are high, which indicates that again, you might be in the right church and wrong pew. And maybe it's to let you know that you're worth more than what they're willing to pay you, and it's not your tribe. But the potential was there, but you never ended up in the right place, okay? And that's okay to Because, again, power lines are tricky, and they do move as you progress. Sometimes they get stronger, okay? And so because of that, now you have to understand that if you do move where Jack and I are both considering really good for you, Eureka, I have a feeling it's just going to fall in your friggin' lap. You're not going to be struggling so much. But I think you went there to redefine your purpose, okay, to say, all right, I do want to live my dream. And you found that desire there to move you where you're going. Does that make sense, Jacqueline?
Yeah, it does. Again, here, sometimes we learn through struggles of what's not good for us and what is good for us. And again here, I don't think that Pennsylvania was your dream. I don't think you moved far enough away from your birthplace to really have that new identity. And I think that's what you're looking for. And I think just the minimal escape from that gave you the clue that you need to move further west. And that's the reason why it's saying go west. I think you had an epiphany. Mercury is still in your 12th house, and it has been for a little bit now. So I can see where the epiphany came, and it is all about coming out with it, because Mercury is getting ready in a few days, as a matter of fact, within the week, going to change into your first house, and it's time to speak out. It's time to start looking at that mission of where you're going. And remember, your first house is what's coming at you, so all you have to do is speak up, and things are going to start to shift. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of struggle these last 2 years. I mean, spirit, my soul moved me around a million times, tons of different areas. And then it was like the last maybe 2 months or so, I keep feeling this energy out in the west, like go out west. It just feels freer out there. And my artwork, like I started doing artwork again, and I love it. Like that's actually going to be a second career for me. Well, I was just telling you that work was great, but this is internal stuff for me right here. But it's been a lot of thinking about what do I want to do with the rest of my life? What do I want to be doing with my career? Like I kind of feel like I've been rebirthed in a way, or I am being rebirthed, or something's going on. I don't really have words for it.
Well, you have to understand Saturn was in Aquarius for 2 years in the season. It's in Pisces now. When it was in Aquarius, it was opposing all your Leo planets, okay? Now it's in Pisces. It's direct. It's in your second house of your career. It's showing trines and blessing lines already to your midheaven, where you live now. Now, you have to understand where you live now, you are going to carry this with you for 13 months if you relocate. So you're still going to be in the energy grid to be able to access this trine, okay? So, again, for you to live by the water for the next 2 years in the season would be ideal because of Saturn being in Pisces. It's a mutable water sign. Living water would be great for you to be nearby. And
yeah. Okay.
So
thank
I'm
you. When did it go
that.
Into When did it go into Saturn? When did the Pisces go into
when,
Saturn?
When did Saturn go into Pisces? It went to Pisces earlier, but
yes.
It was retrograde. Now it's direct. Okay. Now
when did
it's
it go
direct.
Direct?
Direct. Hold on 1 second. I'll tell you. Give me a minute.
Okay.
I can do that.
And I'm glad
it
that you guys suggested your
reading. Of November. It went direct on the 5th of November.
Okay.
Okay,
and that's when realizations, I think, started coming in for me. Okay.
Yes. Yes. And
I'm glad that
the other thing I want to tell you,
another
too.
Area. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And now Jupiter is only in Taurus every 12 years. Okay? And it went in there last year. It's retrograde until New Year's Eve. It's sitting right on Chiron, the wounded healer, in your chart in Taurus, which also rules your physical health, your physical matrix, and your desire to be grounded in love. It's the fixed Earth sign ruled by Venus, the planet of love. So that is going to go direct right on New Year's Eve. Maybe it's like the day before or late that night, but nonetheless. Then it's going to still be in Taurus until May 26th. So you've got this energy moving with you right now, and it is going to your fourth house of home and security, which is what you're seeking. You want to feel at home. You want to find your tribe. You want to feel secure and also knowing you can support yourself. And that's what Jupiter can bring to you once it redirects at the end of the year. Okay?
Okay. Great.
Right
Thank you, guys, for spending some extra time.
Right in trine to your ascendant, too, okay, in the Pennsylvania chart. So it is trying to trine you, and the ascendant, of course, is your natural soul vibration, to bring you that realization, as Jacqueline pointed out so wonderfully, Mercury being in Capricorn is passing over your ascendant in a few days. I am so glad you called us tonight to give you the support that you needed to do the detail, do the due diligence, do the research right now, okay?
Yeah, thank you for that, because that's what I was really feeling called to that, like, Mount Shasta area, but I wanted ocean, and I did research, and it's, like, not near the ocean. So I'm going to look at this Eureka now. So thank you. I appreciate that. That's awesome.
But it's close enough for you to go there, but Eureka brings you by the ocean. Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah. That would be great.
It's about 2 hours.
Okay, cool.
It's about a two-hour drive between the two. So.
Right. Right. That's what I was assuming, because I saw that it was 2 hours to the ocean from Mount Shasta. So I'll take a look. I mean, again, California is a little screwy with a lot of their laws. So, but that's the only place where I keep feeling a call to. So I'll see what happens. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
A sweet night, love.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
God bless. Very interesting.
Yeah, that is.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes when it's time, it's time. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Airquip 561, you're on the air.
Hi, lady.
Hi.
Hi.
This
is Florida. Hi.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, sorry. Right, 1216.
Okay.
What's your name?
Stacy.
I thought so. Thank you, Stacy.
Didn't hear you at first. And then when you said 1256. Yeah, I knew that. So, what's up?
I've been on a good little stretch since October. So, I just wanted to know what this birthday's coming up. You know, what's in store for me, you know, what's within my chart.
Are you going to be in West Palm Beach for your birthday?
I am.
Lovely. Let me look at that.
How long have you lived there?
Since 1988, so.
All right, so you're practically a native girl, right?
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
I love it.
This is an interesting year for you. I'm going to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little wide of an orb. It's not bad, okay, because that eases the thing. But Mars and your Sun are in Sagittarius, of course, for your birthday this year with a Sagittarius rising. Those two plus your Mercury in Capricorn, that's still retrograde. Sorry about that. You're going to clean some things up this year, but are all in your first house. which means this is a go year for you. Things are going to be happening, and it's going to be active with Mars in your first house. Okay?
Okay.
It is all about this year cleaning things up, clearing things up, and moving forward, not looking backwards. If something's nagging you or bugging you, you need to go forward with it this year. Your intuitive abilities are off the charts. Venus is in Scorpio in your 12th house with a Saturn in Pisces in your 3rd house. There's some communication going on. Okay, so follow your intuition for your own greater benefit is what I'm going to say to this, because you have a square going to your ascendant from that Saturn. And with that, what happens is you want that physicalness of it, and it teaches you, no, go with your intuition, not the physicalness. Keep flexible and keep that duality to it. Okay? You have an Aquarius moon this year. You're going to be out in the public. What do you do for a living?
I'm in the healthcare arena.
Ooh. That will be enlightening and awakening. Healthcare.
Healthcare.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. I love that.
So there may be some surprising changes with that because of the Uranus-Venus opposition that's going on. I say to you, go for your dream on this one, because something's going to shift and change as far as your work is concerned. So if you're planning on going into some other type of nursing or some other type of the healthcare system that you think is better for you, or if you think you want to move into a higher position, this is the year that can make that happen for you, okay? So
okay.
I say to you, because Uranus is in Taurus, the change is going to be sudden and shift. So again, here, that is an opposition to that Venus in Scorpio I was talking about that brings in a lot of that intuitive ability in the 12th house. So my classic favorite thing, have faith in this, believe in yourself and believe in the universe will support you in this. And I think this year will be a great change as far as your work is concerned. Are you involved in a relationship? Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, well, Jupiter is sitting in your fifth house of romance and dating this year. Okay.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So, and it, Jupiter is in Taurus. So don't be surprised if somebody shows up. I don't think you're making a commitment this year to anybody. Okay. Gemini rules your seventh house of Wonder Woman. I'm sorry?
No, I said okay.
Okay. Gemini rules your 7th house of 1-to-1 relationships this year, so making a commitment would not really be the thing. You'll waffle back and forth. You have nothing to support it in your 7th house. So I say to you, it's all about the romance, and it's all about being open to the romance, because we have your sun in the first house, and you're going to be seen this year. And you're going to be seen in your local community and out in the public because of this chart. So there's a brief synopsis of your year. What do you think about this solar return, Fredette?
You the solar return, I'm looking at her transits right now, and I have some good news for her, okay? Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, has been retrograde all summer. And it goes direct on New Year's Eve. Now, it is sitting pretty very close to your moon in Taurus in your 10th house of career. So I agree with what Jacqueline sees in your solar return, because this is about you knowing your value, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, when you're interviewed, you're interviewing them, dear heart, okay? Know that. Now, I think, because Uranus is retrograde right now in Taurus, and it's opposing your natal Mars and Scorpio in your fourth house of home, okay? Now, it's retrograde until the 27th of January, okay? It's an exact opposition to your Mars. honey, even if you don't have a commitment, you could have one heck of a love affair coming in this winter. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Okay.
I agree.
And I love that for you. Now, you want to be very free. You have a lot of Sag energy, okay? But at the same time,
right.
You're very, very responsible, and you're very devoted, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you have to have the freaking combination of that in order to do your personal best for not just you, but your employer. So remember, when you interview, you are interviewing them too. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Remember this. It's so important
okay.
for you to show up that confidence and say, you know, I'm an employer's dream. I do this. I do that. Look at my resume. I'm here. I do these things. And I think that that's going to be great for you this year. I think you're going to find a wonderful position, but take your time. Now, the month of February, there's no planet retrograde anymore. They've all gone direct. That door, that window is wide open. So go ahead and look at different things. Do your due diligence. Do your research. Look at opportunities that are coming due. Because sometimes people get ready to retire, so they give a longer notice. You could walk into the ideal job in February. You really could. Okay?
Okay.
Because Jupiter is also supporting your moon in Taurus in the 10th house of your career. We're not talking about a job here. We're talking about your career. We're talking about you being a staple where you work next. Okay? Do you agree with me, Jacqueline?
Yeah. I so agree with you. Totally agree with you. You see how astrology works. It confirms itself in every chart you look at.
Wow.
Now, I want you to do
well,
next
I can't
month
wait.
To have a lot of fun because Mars and the Sun are in Sag now. Your solar return's not here yet,
okay.
but it's coming soon, right? Okay. Mars is going to Sag, mm-hmm. and it's moving to your fifth house, okay? Romance, recreation, sporting events. Take the tiger by the tail, girl, and have some fun this holiday season, please. Don't sit in what you think you should be doing. Enjoy the now, please. Will you do that for me?
I will. I'm definitely going to, that's the to-do list. Definitely.
Okay. And remember to keep your sense of humor. And again,
I will.
Be the initiator in every conversation. Wherever you go and stuff like that, say you're buying groceries and you're in the line waiting to get checked out, and you see somebody that has on cute socks or something or pretty earrings, say, wow, those are really cute on you. Allow yourself to be more extroverted just in the moment and do it spontaneously, okay? Because you're
okay.
going to feel good when you walk out of that store, even if nothing happened, you're going to feel good. You're just going to feel good to spread your optimism over the next 7 weeks. Yep.
Okay. Will do.
All
Can't
right.
wait.
And you keep in touch with us. We want to know what's going on, girl.
Oh, definitely. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome, and you have a sweet night.
You as well. Mm-hmm.
God bless.
You as well. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Bye.
Okay.
Hello.
Aircode 434, you're on the air. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27. How about you?
I'm feeling pretty good.
And who
and
are
who
we speaking with?
To?
Khalil Reed from Charlottesville, Virginia.
I'm sorry?
Khalil Reed, like Khalil Gibran, from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Can you spell your first name for me?
K-H-A-L-I-L.
Got it. Now, have you called in before?
I don't remember. I've called in so many psychic radio stations on Blog Talk. I don't remember.
Okay. So I don't think so. So what is your birthday?
August 26, 1989.
August what?
1989.
And what time
and
do
you
were
know
born?
What time?
No, I don't. I'm not good with how what time I was born. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay. And what city were you born in?
Washington D.C.
You say Westland?
Washington D.C.
So did you have a question?
If you had your birth time, we could give you much more specific information just to let you know that.
All right. I have a question. Thank you. I'm going to take a computer to Staples tomorrow to recycle it, and they're going to give me money. Do you see it working out for me? Because I've taken my CDs and my other things to pawn shops and music stores, and I was wondering if they're going to give me just a little bit of money or if it's going to work out a little bit better than going to than doing it in most stores.
I don't know exactly how that works. What kind of computer is it? Is it real high tech or is it an older one?
It's a newer one, and it's a flat screen desktop monitor and the motherboard is brand new, but it just doesn't work. I've had to replace computers a lot, and basically I'm taking it to Staples, and they said, and I found out they give you money for it, and I was hoping that it wouldn't be like $2 or $3 or just $5 for that stuff, like it would be at the music stores
right.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, but Staples is a corporation, so they're going to give you the minimum, I can guarantee you that. How much did you pay for it?
No, I got it from, I didn't pay for it. I got it from a computers thing because they give out free computers in my town.
Okay. All right.
It's donated.
I don't know. I'm not really seeing you making a lot of money on this, hon. I'm sorry. I don't want to mislead you. So I'm not going to blow sunshine at you and, there's a cloudy area here in the chart right now. What do you think, Jacqueline?
There's a lesson to be learned in this, and I'm going to give you this. There's an option. You don't have to sell it to them. I think Mercury is sitting on your Uranus, okay, and going to go over your Saturn this week and into your Neptune. I would be slow in making a decision and thorough in my investigation. There are more options, okay, because it is in square to Neptune, so it's calling you to do your work, okay? The reality check is there because Neptune is retrograde. So I say, do the research. Go there, hey, how much are you going to offer me? And then go, well, let me think about that, and do more research. Because I think there's options here. I think you could find a better answer than just going there once and accepting that offer. But I do think doing the research and going there can help you find the answer you're looking for is how you're going to sell this. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This week is a good week. This week is a good week to look into this is what I'm going to say because I think your answer can come in this week is all my final say is in this is. So I would do the work this week.
Your answer should come tomorrow. Okay? All right?
Yeah.
Now, do you have another computer to replace this one already?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So, again, this is just something that you want to unload, get a little extra cash, that kind of thing. Okay. All right. I agree with Jacqueline, though. I would test the waters. Like, there's some people, like even my grandson's age, because he's in his late 20s, that they can bring that computer back to life and all that stuff, and they can do it pretty easily and could sell it at a better price. And it depends on that computer's capabilities. You could get more if you go a different route. Okay? I don't think it's a bad idea, but if they just tell you a number and you're okay with the number, go for it. Because Mercury is opposing your Jupiter in Cancer right now, but there's also these, like, frustration lines there. So I would look into it and get the numbers and be prepared to either leave it in your trunk or hand it over. Okay?
Or,
and I don't think it's bad to do it over the next few days. Okay, I think it's not bad over the next few days. Now, is it a high-tech computer? Does it do gaming and all that stuff?
I'm not exactly good with that, so I don't know. I would have to ask my friend that donated the computer to me. But it gives a lot of good internet and stuff before it was messed up.
Okay. All right. Now, how much RAM does it have, and how big is the C drive?
RAM and C drive. Sorry about that. I'm having a hard time trying to process that.
So you need to know what you're selling before you sell it. You need to know the perks of it before you sell it, and that's why Jacqueline's pointing out a little research. If you've got a lot of memory on there and you've got a big C drive, the problems you've been dealing with this computer, if they fix it, you could get more money from the right person. Okay?
Okay.
So I don't want you to sell out when you can get more, because it seems like you wanted a little bit more to get through. It's the Christmas holiday. Everybody's doing that right now. I get that.
Yep.
But I just don't want you to be taken advantage of, because Staples is a corporation. Okay? And
right. So
they give very minimal for a lot of these things. Okay? Like, even when I bring my ink cartridges in, I get $2 each. And I can only do 10
Ooh.
At a time once a month. That's all I get. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, my mom worked for them many, many years. And as an employee, they treated her great. But they are a corporation, and so they give minimal for things that are going to be either just used for parts, and they won't tell you if it can be brought back to life. Okay? So you might want to find out if it can be brought back to life and get a better comeback from the money.
Yeah.
Okay? So do a little bit of research for right now. Because like I said, we're only looking at a week to two, but you have that, as Jacqueline pointed out, Mercury moving through all your Capricorn planets. Do the smart thing.
Right.
Okay? Yeah.
Excuse me. You said something about Cancer or something.
Both your Jupiter and your Moon are in Cancer, in your 11th house, the light worker. And they square your Venus right now in Libra, and, you know, they do it all the time. And so right now, like I said, you want to create some security here by recycling something that might be useful to another person. So I respect
that.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
You are a Virgo sun, and Mercury is trying you right now. There's a blessing line to your sun in Virgo right now, okay?
Okay,
and it's going to be moving forward over the next couple of weeks and also trining your Mars in Virgo. So I think you can get a better deal, but see if what Staples offers you is okay. If not, say, well, I'm going to see if maybe one of my friends can maybe fix it up then, and just be kind and walk out the door, okay?
Yeah, I definitely will.
Okay.
I appreciate talking with you guys tonight.
Well, we appreciate talking to you, sweetie. You have a nice night.
You too. Thank you.
God bless.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. I mean, I have two printers I would like to recycle, but I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I have had so much computer technology issues over this past year. I'm, like, losing my mind, Jacqueline. Seriously?
Oh,
yeah.
Well.
But that's okay. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Are you sure now?
I am.
Okay. I wonder who this could be.
Well, I already know you're going to get the prize from the Cracker Jack box. Hello, ladies. Happy Sunday and happy December. How are you all?
Awesome.
Doing well.
You?
Now I know why she said it that way. How cute.
I want to tease her a little bit. We love you, Sylvia. We love you.
I love y'all more.
She knows that you're on there. I don't. So it's a surprise to me when I hear your voice. So she knows it puts a little smile on my face when she does that.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Okay. So since the last time I've talked to you ladies, I got a job offer tutoring the children.
Awesome.
Tutoring elementary children. Yay.
I love this for you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Alfred. So I probably will still continue to look for other employment, but it's all good for now. And I am very thankful and grateful that money kept coming in. So speaking of that, I have a question for you ladies. What does it mean when a planet is sitting on top of another planet? For example, if Pluto was sitting on top of my Saturn in the 10th house, what does that mean?
It means you need to be empowered by teaching what you know, and that's what you just got hired for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because Pluto's planet of power left at the rebirth, you can see on your Saturn, the great teacher, in your 10th house of career. So no matter what happens to this job, this is going to empower you. Just to let you know that, okay? Now, the other thing going on is Chiron, the wounded healer, is sitting on your sun in Aries right now. So you want to choose a job that you can maintain your personal health. And that is number one, girl, okay? What do you think, Jacqueline?
Okay.
I so agree. I think this is an awesome time for you. I think that this is really an empowering time for you. I think this is the beginning of you really coming to really see what you can do in a positive way. Jupiter, I love that Jupiter's going to go direct and then dance on to your moon, okay? It's retrograde now, so you're going to be a little bit nervous about this, and I'm going to say once it goes direct, it's going to be an instant movement forward for you. And emotionally, you're going to feel much more secure than you do today. And that's going to be a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what?
Just still get
you're in a winner's circle right now, girlfriend. Uranus is getting ready to go direct to the end of January, and it's opposing your moon in Scorpio. Venus goes into Scorpio tomorrow for 6.5 weeks. So no matter what you're doing for your living, no matter what you're doing in your life, your psychic energy is going to be right where you want it to be, honey. It looks great to me. Yep.
Okay. I don't know where that is, but I guess I shall see. Maybe it will, hopefully it will help me to find an important document that I have been looking for, that they asked for, you know, for the hiring process. And I'm going like,
I had it right here. Oh, my gosh. Why did I move it? And I've been looking high and low, and I just, like, and go to sleep asking, you know, maybe to, like, show on a vision or a dream, and that haven't happened yet. So I'm just like, why did I move it? Why? But okay, so when a planet is sitting on top of, like, you just gave an example, like, Chiron is going to be sitting on my sun.
Yep. Has been sitting on your sun now for a couple months. And it is about you making healthy choices for you. For you. Okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've been consciously.
Like it says in the Bible, physician, heal thyself. Okay?
Yes. Yes,
Be your I am in everything you do. And, Sylvia, you're good at this. The North Node's sitting on your Venus tonight, too, in Aries, okay? So, again, whatever you do, you always do with love. And know that that is your calling card, okay?
Okay. All right.
We're going off the air now, but... thank you for calling in. We love you, and hopefully we'll talk to you again next week when we have more time. Okay, sweetie?
Okay. I love y'all more. Have a great Sunday and the great rest of y'all week.
All right. You too. God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. Love y'all more. Good night.
Bye. You should tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and have a blessed week. Happy December. Okay.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.